speedbuilders.com.
So yesterday when you said you got in an argument with Troy about the tapes, that wasn't...
Yeah, yesterday there was a thought in my head. I had an argument, and now I'm looking at it, and I don't think we argued.
After this discussion with Troy, you said something about taking a picture of your sister barrel racing off the wall.
Yeah, I had done that.
When did you do that?
I did that before. Well, first I started drawing, and the idea came to my head, why don't I get a picture and look from the picture and draw it? So I went and got the picture of her off the wall.
And that was all before you had the discussion with Troy?
Right.
After the discussion with Troy, is that when you left the house?
Right.
Now, were you getting tapes to play while the truck was driving?
Yes.
What tapes did you end up getting?
I believe it was an AC/DC tape and a Def Leppard tape.
Where did you pick up the video that needed to be returned?
Oh, in the house?
Yeah.
I really don't remember where I picked it up at.
Did you pick it up before you went and got the tapes, during the discussion with Troy?
I don't know.
You had the AC/DC and Def Leppard and a videotape with you when you left the house, right?
I can't say for sure I had them all together. I could have gone into the house and came back in. Sometimes when you get wired, you get scrambled and forget things, and you're like running around in circles.
Just what you are remembering?
Okay. I remember I just know I had those three items with me. How I took them out and how they got to my truck, I don't know.
Where do you keep your keys?
Sometimes I hang them on this little key rack.
That night?
That night, I don't know where my keys were.
Do you normally walk around with them in your pocket?
No, as soon as I come in the house, I put them someplace.
Someplace. So you know to go right to where to pick them up?
I always think I'm setting them just where I'm going to remember they are at. There's lots of time I walk around the house saying, where the hell did I put my keys?
Where did you normally leave them?
I come in the house and try to set them on my desk. Throw them on the bed, hang them on the rack, throw them on the pool table.
As you were leaving the house, you had your keys with you, right?
Right.
And as you're leaving the house, you heard a voice say, he kills himself, right?
Yeah, this is when I was just coming out of the hallway.
And does the hallway lead you to the door you exited to get to your pickup?
Yes.
Is that the front door, back door, garage door?
I think front door.
So you left through the front door?
Right.
And this voice came from where?
Came from the TV set.
Was the TV on?
Yes.
Who was watching it?
I don't know. I wasn't in the room. I guess one of my parents was, but I can't say for sure if they were in there at the time when that voice said that or not.
So you're not in the room with the TV set?
No.
How do you know the voice came from the TV set?
I don't know. It's strange. You can always tell the direction where the voice comes from.
And was it the man's voice or female's voice?
The man's voice.
And what was the tone?
I don't know. It was just calm or whatever. Said, he kills himself.
And what was your response to this?
I just kind of said in my head, bullshit, fuck you.
And were you calm?
Yeah, real calm.
Do you remember talking to Dr. Ronald Siegel about this?
Yeah, a little bit.
And do you recall saying to him that you were hearing a voice coming from the television saying he was going to kill himself, quote, and in a panic you left the house and drove away?
I don't know if those were the exact words that I said. He could have just maybe worded that. I'm not sure, but I don't remember telling him that I panicked.
You don't recall that?
Right.
And you say that he may have just worded it that way?
Yeah.
When you say he...
I look back and see him saying to me, so in a panic you left the house. And I remember telling him yes.
So Dr. Siegel was leading you?
I don't know.
Well, you didn't say to him, in a panic I left. Rather, Dr. Siegel said to you, in a panic you left. Is that how it went?
Basically.
Okay. Did you have an opportunity to read Dr. Siegel's letter to your attorney? Do you need to take a look at it to refresh your recollection?
I think she read it to me. I don't know why.
And you told Dr. Fram this?
Right.
And you told Dr. Siegel this?
Yeah.
Let's go through the driving. Your pickup is parked where in relationship to your house?
In the driveway.
Do you get in on the passenger or the driver's side?
Driver's side.
As you get in the driver's side, did you have the keys in your hand or did you have to remove them from your pocket?
I don't know.
Do you recall putting the key into the ignition?
No.
Do you recall starting the ignition? Take your time.
I could almost hear my truck running right now in my head, but I don't remember actually starting it.
But you hear it running. Do you hear it running while you're in the driveway?
Yeah, right now I do.
So putting yourself back at that time, you're in the truck, the engine is running, you haven't moved it yet, and you know you're under the influence of methamphetamine, right?
Right.
And you know that those voices sometimes torment you?
Right.
And you know they are unpredictable?
Right.
And you know that they sometimes have a physical effect on you?
Right.
And you still drive?
Right. That's the only time I felt safe.